Good morning. It's 11:09 a.m. on Monday, April the 13th, 2026, here on a partly cloudy morning in the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Gray, Colorado. It's breezy. It's downright windy. Luckily the wind is chilly. It's a pleasantly cold wind, because otherwise I'd be desperately overdressed this morning. I underestimated the temperature when I was leaving the house, and when I got out in the sun, I kind of regretted it. But it's not terrible. The wind is keeping me cooled off. The day has slipped through my fingers. I slept in this morning. I got an extra 3 hours that I am not used to having in the morning. So. It's an interesting sounding airplane. I wonder where it is. It's flying away from me, wherever it is. The Doppler is telling me its direction, which is away. So, I lost 3 hours this morning by not getting up at 3 o'clock. Or four, so more like 2 hours. Still, it's been a fairly relaxed morning so far. I got a couple things done already. I need to do a couple more. I really need to go visit with Roger. But I've got to have some lunch. And then I've got to go out this afternoon for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. Basically, what, 30 to 3:30? I will be out of pocket. So maybe I won't get to writing until evening. I did get a good session in yesterday before the obligatory Sunday night trivia kicked in. And got in a solid sprint. Almost 750 words, which is blazing for me lately. So progress is happening. It's happening slowly, and it's not going to happen any faster unless I spend more time. It's funny how that time spent, that effort made, translates into words on the page, isn't it? Oh my God. It's more purple lilacs. There's some white ones further on down the way here. What are these guys doing? City of Greeley. I don't know if they've got like a vacuum cleaner. Working on one of the access valves to the street. Stay on the side of the road. So I'm about 3/4 of the way through book 18 of The Wandering Inn. It's one of the contributing factors to not having spent a whole lot of time either playing Satisfactory or writing this morning. I did check in with the game just to make sure everything was running, and it seems to be. I have a recipe, an alt recipe, that's going to change the way I do steel. So I need to work on that. Increase my steel production. Nothing like a 50% increase to make me want to redo stuff. And besides that, I have a factory that's kind of higgledy-piggledy and... Morning! Higgledy-piggledy and made of spaghetti. I need to try to clean that up. Just so, for my own peace of mind, my own sanity, so I can see what's going on where. Bumping the recorder, that's not good. It's still going. Let me see if I can't adjust my load here a little bit. There we go. Get it out of the way. So Satisfactory is still eating my brain. But it's taking smaller and smaller chunks each day while I work on trying to recover my daily writing work ethic, my practice. As I so arrogantly put it. Twiddly twiddly. What is that? That's it. Is that a robin? It's a nice little bugger, whatever it is. Trumpet flowers, trying to put out leaves. This variegated ilex is spreading. lots of interesting clouds. I'm walking along, staring up at the clouds, and they're changing fast. Way up high, there's some buttermilk looking sky, along with some cirrus clouds. There's some ripples, some wave action going way up high. Oh, hello, what are you? Vulture? Could be a vulture. Then there's a lower layer of cumulus streaks. Seriously, there must be a fairly significant layer of clear sky. I see a jet heading east-southeast. East-southeast by east, maybe. And in some places, the contrail is behind the clouds, and in other places, it's in front of the clouds. So there must be a big enough space between them for those jets to fly. Some between 20,000 and 30,000, 40,000 feet. Come on, bunny, get ready. Stay with me. Mark post. I hear that plane again. It sounds like one of the warbirds. It's coming up on that season where air shows could happen. I know there is one here in the summer, but apparently there's a whole circuit. I can't imagine having a pilot's license, or B, the money necessary to keep a World War II or even a World War I plane flying. I should say that the other way around, World War I or even World War II. World War I would be, I mean, it was wood and fabric for the most part. Basically a big damn kite with a motor in front. Still, the knowledge, the expertise required to keep that flying. And to fly it yourself, oh my God. I think it's one of the reasons that I stuck so long with Ark Survival was the Argies and being able to fly. The Ketsos were fun. They were a challenge to try to tame. They were massive. They were slow. Jesus, they were slow. So wyverns were a big step forward in terms of mobility. And nobody screwed with wyverns. Argies had to worry about all kinds of stuff. But they were fun. I liked flying them. I kind of wish we could fly the big bat things on Satisfactory. This guy working over this side of this bed here. Oh, look at the lilacs. Oh boy, they smell live. They smell great this morning. L-seed concrete. I wonder. There's a guy with a truck sitting here. There's another guy with a steel rake cleaning out the sides. Good morning. That's what I need to do. It's running a thatch break over the grass. Speaking of grass, my rye is looking so good. Oh my gosh. The rye is so green, it's almost blue. Which makes no sense at all, but there's so much of it. When I think last year there were like two little tufts, maybe three, and this year there are, I don't know, I didn't count them. 8, 10, maybe a dozen. Maybe by this time next year, that whole side garden will be rye. It's not like I'm going to do anything rash, like harvest the rye and try to make flour and bread out of it or anything, but it just, there's something satisfying about it. Finding these old strains of grain and keeping them alive. The einkorn bread, speaking of old grains, the einkorn bread is really quite good. It's, I'm using the whole wheat, whole berry, whole grain, whatever you want to call it. So it's darker. It's a very pale brown. But it has the wheat germ and the hull ground in it. So it's a little, it's all whole grain. And the toast, the bread itself, is quite brown, like wheat bread. So 50-50 wheat to flour, whole wheat to bread flour. It's really, it is not a tender bread, let me put it that way. It still owes something to cornbread in terms of its graininess on the tooth. But especially this batch, I put 30 grams, 30 milliliters of honey in the batter, in the dough. And I sort of screwed up the way I did it, but it seems to have worked. The extra sugar makes the toast brown a little better. I'm not terribly happy about having put the extra carbohydrates in, but at least the yeast has had a supercharge. I'm not sure how much of the actual sugar, the actual sucrose is left in the batter. It does not taste sweet. But the incremental browning makes me think there must be some sugar in there that is caramelizing when it's toasted. It's also very satisfying. I've been slicing it really thin because A1C and my glucose. Where before I might gleefully slap a half inch slice into the toaster. Now it's more like a quarter inch. And instead of a chunk every meal, it's like, okay, I had one for breakfast, so I won't have one for lunch. And I'll have to decide if I want to have one with dinner or wait and have it for my snack going to bed. I don't know. Je ne sais pas moi. Oh, the Willow sister's hair is waving in the wind this morning. Waving in the wind. At least over there, over here where these flags are, the flags are just barely fluttering a little bit. Just goes to really demonstrate the effect of microclimates. It's like the difference in 40 feet between me and the flag and me and the Willow sisters down there in the ditch can't be more than, well, it can't be more than 100 feet. Probably is, but not much more. And it's quite breezy, quite windy. It's still pretty warm, but it's quite breezy right here. And it's clearly not where that flag is. Interesting, interesting. Interesting to me, it may not be interesting to anybody else, but managed to get my trash out on time this week. And I've made it back. Peek at my rye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, maybe 20 little clumps of rye. I am inordinately pleased. However, that should be the sign I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.